せーの、ジャンボ。
ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the Tabilingual Podcast. Our last days in Kenya, we spent in Nairobi. We did some really cool things. In the last episode, we talked about the Women's Empowerment Facility in Masi. And then, what else did we do?
Nairobi? CBD tour.
We did a tour around the CBD. You want to talk about that first?
その前に、じゃあ宿にしようか。宿を変えて。
Yeah, so we changed accommodations. We're staying at a guest house called Library Hostel. Library guest house, and it was really great. But there was a place that we were recommended that we had to go check out for ourselves, which was pretty close to the Library Hostel. But it was called Jenga House. And what was so special about the Jenga House?
日本人宿っていうらしいですね。
Yeah, so 日本人宿 meaning Japanese accommodation. And these Japanese accommodations, they exist all around the world. We've been traveling for 4 months and it's the first time we stayed at one.
人生初、私。
Yeah? I think I stayed in one in Europe somewhere, but by accident. I didn't know it was a 日本人宿 but it was recommended to us by Chiaki-san, who took us on the tour around the Kibera slums. She was saying that a lot of interesting people are there. And sure enough, when we looked it up, it's not on Google.
そうなんだよね。
It's not on booking.com. It's not anywhere. You have to find them. How?
インスタかな?
Instagram?
インスタから見つけて、しかも LINE の登録をしなきゃいけなくて。
Yeah.
そこから申し込みフォームみたいなのを送るっていう、なかなか原始的な。でもそれには多分理由があって、誰にでもオープンにしてない。もうちょっとそのゲストハウスっていうよりかは、なんていうんだっけ、シェアハウス、みたいな感じなので、あんまり誰でもかんでも止めたくないっていうのがあるからだよね。
Yeah, just for security reasons, they make it hard to make a reservation there. You need to subscribe to their LINE account and then send like a request form that you want to stay there. And then they ultimately have the choice to accept you or not. And the Jenga house, it's like an actual house and it's like a share house where they have like a co-working space as well as the African, what is it, the entrepreneur...program runs out of there.
Program っていうのかな?
Company? Starter? It's like the accelerator, African accelerator, entrepreneur accelerator program startup runs out of that, the building as well. And so they have interns from Japan that are there for the accelerator program as well as the accommodation. Young Japanese people that are living in Kenya.And then there's people that stay there, usually stay there for an extended period of time. And they have other businesses that they're trying to start in Africa. It was super interesting.
まあそのアフリカで何かしら起業したいっていう人とかがこう集まってくる場所。
Yeah.
なのでまあ普通じゃないんだよね、なんか。
そうね。みんなちょっとぶっ飛んで。いい意味でぶっ飛んでるし、なんかすごくこう、若い世代でもめちゃくちゃすげえこといろいろやってんだなって。There's hope in the young Japanese generation. You know, in my job back in Fukuoka, I worked with a lot of university students. And so it was kind of like, it hit home for me, you know, which is really nice. And on top of that, the accommodation is very Japanese.
そうね。
So we had Japanese food for the first time in 4 months.No, that's a lie. Maybe like 3 months. But we cooked oyakodon ourselves because they had rice and they had all like the ingredients and stuff.
Rice cooker があったの?
Yeah, they had a Japanese rice cooker. Oh my god.
あれ、マジ感動した。だし、なんかだしとかもね、使っていいですよとか言ってくれて、なので、すごく簡単に親子丼が作れたのよね。
I know we were in Kenya, but it was just It's just a nice feeling getting a taste of home, you know? Mm. Yeah. So we stayed there for 2 nights. Thank you to everybody at Jenga House for making us feel very welcome at home. I wish we could have stayed there longer.
Mm-hmm.
But what else did we do? We went to CBD.
CBD.
The CBD Nairobi, Central Business District. So Nairobi has this reputation of being an extremely dangerous city. Mm. You know, the people at the Jenga House, the interns aren't allowed to walk outside.
So,
they have to take a taxi everywhere. The taxis aren't expensive, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can use Uber and stuff, which is fine. But so our new friend Nesco that we met in the Kibera slums, we called him up and we said, "Hey, Nesco, we'll buy you lunch. Can you show us around the CBD?" Because he's a very famous dude. And we met up with him and he showed us around the CBD for the day. And it was pretty awesome.
Mm.
Did you think it was dangerous?
全然、まあ、それはやっぱネスコがいてくれたっていうのはかなり大きいよね。
Yeah, if it wasn't for Nesco, I don't know. We probably wouldn't have... I don't know.
なんだっけ、あのタワー、KICC だっけ。
So, yeah. So, we met at the Kenyatta International Convention Center.
うん、あの辺は本当に正直言うとネスコいなくても多分、
yeah.
あの怖いって感じはしなかったけど、うん、そこから抜けてってもう少しこう街中、
うん、
とか歩いてる時はやっぱちょっと怖かったよ。
うん。It got quite hectic、and like pretty chaotic in when you go into like the older local part of the CBD.And so I can see how that might feel a little bit threatening and dangerous for people and tourists.
しかも、君はネスコのおかげで何を安く買えたんでしたっけ?
Yes! I bought the African-inspired Arsenal jersey. Yay!
ネスコはアーセナルじゃなくて反対の方のファ
ン。Yeah, Nesco was very disappointed because he's a United fan. But yeah, no, Nesco... Yeah, we went up... Just to backtrack a bit, we went up the tower.
Mm.
And we got 360 degree view of Nairobi. What did you think when you saw the city from above?
Yeah, まあ思ってた通りのビッグシティって感じだけど、mm. ただ意外にビルが古かったから、もうだいぶ前にここは発展したんだなっていう感じ。
Yeah, you know, that was the image I got too. I mean, there's really brand new modern looking buildings that are there now, but most of the buildings are quite old. Including the Kenyatta Tower. Mm. And so it's, 何だろう。日本語で言うと、なんかこう、バブルをもう一回通った。Like they had their boom, development boom in the city like 30, 40 years ago maybe. And then the buildings were kind of getting old now. って感じだよね。
したね。うん。
And then, yeah, and then they're building these new buildings, but compared to other cities and countries we've been to, I feel like there wasn't as much construction going on.
Ethiopia とかなんてね、もう
Ethiopia is crazy construction. The whole city was under construction. But Kenya or Nairobi, there wasn't much going on. So it's like, it just seemed like it was kind of, the city was like, done being built. But then you have like the old town where it was kind of like chaotic and like very like, I don't know, African-like, I guess. African big city-like. But you know, there's clearly areas in Nairobi, including the CBD, where it is dangerous. And we avoided those places as much as possible. But yeah, thanks to Nesco, we were able to walk around a few of those places and He even told us after that there was one guy that might have been targeting us, but like he stepped in and like nothing happened. I mean, I didn't even notice. So, I mean, if Nesco wasn't there, who knows, maybe I would have gotten something stolen from me. So thank you, Nesco.
そう、なんかちょっとブロックしてくれたんだよね。
Yeah. And he's like, those are the bad boys. You should be careful of those guys that look like that. And yeah, I mean, I could see why. But and we had a nice lunch too.
Yeah.
What did you have? We had the
potato.
The muzungu.
Muzungu じゃねえ。
Muzungu means gaijin.
うちらはムズングだけど。
ムコウジ。
なんかポテト、マッシュポテトにスピナッチをこれ混ぜてんのかな。
It's like a green ball of like mashed potatoes. It's a very Kenyan food, but it was delicious. And I had some chicken and stuff, and Nesco had some pilau, which is like pirafu, or like plov, but Kenyan style, so it's like rice and like other veggies and stuff. It was very good. But Nesco says that, you know, eating in the CBD is like 5 times more expensive than eating in his home, which is, you know, sure, fine. But I hope you enjoyed the lunch, and Nesco, we enjoyed your time. Thank you. You have a friend in us forever. We hope you come to Japan so we can show you around and take you out to some good ramen spots. But until next time.
はい、絶対いつか来てほしい。
ね、絶対来てください。Nesco, we'll be waiting for you. In the meantime, please follow us on Instagram at tabu.lingual, and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Radio Talk.
はい、いいです。
いいのかい？
インスタグラム旅ドットリンガルでやってるので、そちらも見てください。